Oh, we really don't have the luxury of dealing with cover-up in this particular scenario. Hello, Arkham Horror fans. This is your game of the day. Remember that you can get in on the fun by heading over to surveymonkey.com, filling out the three quick questions, and letting me know which investigators and scenarios you would like to see me play here on the channel, and I will do my very best to bring you those games. If you like this sort of content, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. It helps out the channel a great deal. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel who have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these playthroughs. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's play some Arkham Horror LCG. On today's Game of the Day, we are continuing our campaign with the ARRR Roland by Solo Clue. We have made it to return to the Essex County Express after our disastrous visit to the Miskatonic Museum. We managed to earn only 2 experience points and did not make it out with the Necronomicon. That game went south from the very start, so we are going to see if we can't do better today with in Return to the Essex County Express. I have only played this once before, once or twice, I think, so this will be this could be a quick one. We shall see. We did earn 2 experience points in the Miskatonic Museum, but I didn't see any cards that I wanted to upgrade for 2 XP, so I decided to hang on to it. Just a quick reminder, the deck has 245 automatics, the Disc of Itzamna, which you are to fetch with Dr. Ellie Horowitz. It has Stick to the Plan in there. We've got a couple of Enchanted Blades, all for enemy management. It's got Segment of Onyx, so we can get the Pendant of the Queen. This deck is Taboo compliant from 2019, so the segment only costs us 1 experience point. We've got Astounding Revelation in there, which we need to generate resources. Glory to draw cards, On the Hunt to draw enemies. Practice Makes Perfect to grab our practice skill cards like Perception, Take the Initiative, and Vicious Blow. Couple Prepared for the Worst in case we don't find the tools we need to fight enemies, and Guts, of course, and then our weakness, Cover Up, and our other weakness, which is Internal Injury. Just a quick reminder that you can check the description down below if you'd like to head over to ArkhamDB and take a look at Solo Clue's deck. Give it a like and download it for your own games. You can play it on the tabletop of your choice with the download button, or you can build it with real cards and play it with friends. So I would highly encourage you to do that. Also, a quick reminder that if you prefer to listen to these games in podcast form, you can head. I will leave a link in the description down below to my blog where the games, audio-only versions of the games are available. They are also available on iTunes and the new Google Podcast. I try to make the games available the day after they go up on YouTube, so you don't have to wait long if you prefer to listen to them. Listen to my soothing voice as you are driving to work, as I know some players are wont to do. We're ready to go. We are set up in Octagon, and boy, do we have a setup going here. Man, I think we got probably the worst possible setup. We ended up with the dining car as our starting location. So, of course, we end up with a grappling horror engaged with us from turn one. So that sucks. That's why I say this could be a very quick game. And there's another enemy coming in a couple turns, so I'm not too sure how Roland is going to get out of this one. We do have a mental trauma that we suffered way back in extracurricular activity. We have Stick to the Plan. I do need to go grab an Astounding Revelation, however, since we do get to trigger that when we search our deck with Stick to the Plan, so we get 2 more resources. And that is going to be that, I think. So, of course, this is Essex County. We have our six train cars, and we have to make our way through those in order to get to the engine car. And once we get there, we can finish off this scenario. We are playing on hard difficulty, so this is going to be a little bit tougher than it normally is. So we shall see. Starting off with the grappling horror right engaged with us is going to be difficult to deal with. Let's draw our opening hand. See, maybe hopefully we get a weapon that we can play down. We do. We draw the internal injury, so we get a couple of options here. We draw the 45 automatic, the disc, the enchanted blade, perception, and on the hunt. So I think we get rid of on the hunt for sure. I think we shuffle the disc in, or do we keep the disc? Keep the weapon in a disc? Which weapon do we keep? Keep the gun? How many shots? It's going to cost us 2 shots unless we use practice makes perfect and pull a vicious blow. The problem is we could end up taking 2 horror here very, very easily, which would almost end this game almost immediately. I think we've got to pitch the perception in this case because we really need. And I'll pitch the blade. So we're going to keep the 45 automatic in the disc, and we're going to go for 3 other cards. We get a prepared for the worst, a segment, and Dr. Ellie. So not much help there, but we do have a practice makes perfect in our hand, which we will try to use, I guess, to deal with this grappling horror. All right. Well, this is going to be a tough one, but let's see if we can't get out of this. It is turn one. We'll get our 3 actions. We're going to have to take an attack of opportunity. There is nothing we can do about this. We are playing on hard. We added a -4 during the between the Miskatonic Museum and this one. So trying to shoot this guy 4v3 is just not an option. So we will take an attack of opportunity to play the gun. So that's a damage and a horror. All right, so we will attack it now. We will commit a prepared for the worst. We are going to commit the practice makes perfect. Not commit it, but we're going to use it, I should say. So we'll use the practice makes perfect to search the top 9 cards of our deck for a practice skill. We really, really want a vicious blow here. If we can get it, we get a vicious blow. All right. So, do we have anything else that's worth committing? We can kill the grappling horror with 1 shot if we are lucky. So we are going 4, 5, 6. 7v3 for 3 damage. Chaos Bag says -2. All right, so Roland whips out his 45 automatic, surprised by the grappling horror, fires 1 shot, and kills it with 1 shot. So, with practice makes perfect, after the skill test ends, we get to add the vicious blow back to our hand. And the grappling horror is dead. So we made it through the first disastrous, quite possibly could have been the most disastrous opening turn in all of the Arkham LCG games I played. If we had somehow failed that, we would have taken potentially two horror in the first turn, and I don't think Roland survives that. Now we have one more action. The question is what we do with it. I need to make sure I shuffle my draw deck. Now we could move. Like we're going to gain a resource. So next turn we could play Ellie. The problem is there's so much damage and horror in these train cars that. Next turn we play Ellie to try to get a disc. I think that's what we got to do. So let's move. We want to be in a location with. All right. Oh, jeez. So, passenger car is connected to the location to the left and right of it. After you enter passenger car, you must either discard cards from your hand with at least two intellect skill icons or take two horror. We do not have two intellect skill icons, unfortunately, so we are already at four horror. Man. What a brutal car to draw right next door. Absolutely brutal. We go to upkeep. We draw, of course we draw glory in our we draw glory. Well, we're gonna need Ellie down to get us some soak here. All right, I don't know. Was that a disastrous turn one or was it a good turn one? I'm not entirely sure. We survived the grappling horror only to run into possibly the worst train car we could have. It is turn two, one of two doom. We draw Haunting Perfection. Oh, jeez. Haunting Recollections. For each card in your hand, if there is a copy of that card in your discard pile, take one horror to a maximum of three. If you take no horror from this effect, discard the top three cards of your deck. I don't think we have any cards. This would kill us, right? Flat out. We do not. So we dodge a bullet there. That would have killed us outright. And so let's discard the top three cards of our deck. There's a glory, there's a guts, and there's a take the initiative. So, man, this is a rough one from the very beginning. We get our three actions back. We really don't have a choice. We need to play Ellie at this point. So we play Ellie down. Let's draw the top. Look at the top nine for a relic. Top nine for a relic. And. Oh, Ellie. Well, she kind of whiffed. We didn't get the disc, but we did get an enchanted blade. We did get a astounding revelation, too. So we'll take a blade, I guess, but not really what we were hoping for. So Ellie's got herself a blade. So under tons of pressure right off the bat. I believe an enemy shows up at the next turn too. So we played Ellie. Oh, and we should have two resources here because we pulled an astounding. So that much worked. Man, gain a resource, play the disc. But it's only when it spawns. I can't remember if this thing spawns on us or in the back of the train. I have a feeling it's the back of the train. So that won't help us. The only option would be to sort of try to outrace it, but that seems bad. We will have to go back, I think, and fight it. We have a vicious blow and lots of weapons, so that's not an issue. I guess we investigate 3v3. We commit the glory to go 5v3. Chaos Bag says -2. So we do succeed. We get a clue. Is there anything in... So minus X, current agenda number. So that's 0. Skulls are zeros. Cultists are reveal another token. We'd lose our turn. Fours are cultists. Threes. Three would gut our hand. Elder things gut our hand. So that's one reason not to. But there are quite a few zeros in the bag. Man. It'd be nice to have the option to move here. The other option is... we play on the hunt. I think that might be a better option. So we draw a card. We get our other enchanted blade. Man, oh man. That haunting recollection nearly killed us right off the bloody bat. That's going to do it for our turn. We draw an astounding revelation. That's not much help, unfortunately. We go to Mythos. Now, do we play this on the hunt to grab us an enemy? Actually, we do that after we advance. So let's see what happens here. We get the conductor spawns at the leftmost location. So the conductor is back here. Hunter, massive. When it is defeated, attach it to the current agenda. After you advance the attached agenda, draw the conductor. When the conductor's location leaves play, instead of discarding the conductor... Oh, the conductor is awful. I forgot how terrible this thing is. So we just have to keep fighting this or race it, which is not easy for Roland to do. Especially when there's... it's advancing every two. Killing the conductor isn't that tough. Well, it's going to take a lot of resources and energy, and we'd have to go backwards. And then if we go backwards, chances are we get a tear in reality and we get sucked off the train. I feel like we play the on the hunt to grab an enemy so we can keep running forward a little bit. The problem is with just taking that four horror right off the bat is just really difficult to get around. Let's play on the hunt. So search top 9 cards for an enemy. We're looking for something weak. We get a cultist. That'll do. I believe he spawns at our location instead of normal location. We spawn a cultist who will spawn with us. That is our encounter card draw. So we are going on to our next turn. It is turn 3 of the investigation phase. Turn 3, investigation phase. We've got our 3 actions. We've got an acolyte here. We can shoot the acolyte or stab the acolyte. Either way, I think we stab the acolyte. Ellie will stab him. So we're going to go 4, 5, 6, 6v3. Is that enough? I think we've got to risk it because if we get this clue, we're going to move and then we're going to either take more damage and horror. So we need stuff in our hand to deal with that. Yeah, we definitely stab him because we may need to sacrifice Ellie sooner than later. We're going 6v3. Chaos Bag says, cultist, that's reveal another token. If you fail and it is your turn, lose all remaining actions and end your turn immediately. That will not kill us, but it will come awfully close. We need to reveal another token. We get a 0. Okay, so we do not die in the first 3 turns, at least. We are fighting for our lives here. The acolyte is gone. We get a clue. Roland used 1 action. Okay, We have everything but agility skill icons in our hand. So we've got the segment plus something else will be good if we need to discard two. So let's move to the next train car. After you enter passenger car, you must either discard two cards from your hand with at least two total willpower skill icons or take two horror. So the disc and the segment go to deal with that one. And we have one action left. We might as well investigate. 3v2. What lousy odds. We could commit the astounding revelation. 4v2. We get another zero. So we grab a clue there. We go to the enemy phase. The conductor gives chase. Okay, so next turn, we need to outrun him, because if we go back and kill him, he's just going to come back the following turn. 2-2. What's the next one? 3? Agenda 2A would be a better time to kill this guy, if we can live that long. I guess that's going to be our turn. Oh, and of course, there's cover-up. Oh, we really don't have the luxury of dealing with cover-up in this particular scenario. Cover-up is not... Everyone keeps telling me that Roland's replacement cards are way better than cover-up, and I probably agree. I've never played with his replacement cards before. Maybe I should start, since cover-up is just so bad, particularly in this scenario. So, I don't know when we deal with this. Maybe at the end? Problem is, the end is far down the road. All right, well, one of two doom. It's turn four. Encounter card is Need for Knowledge. If you have no clues, Need for Knowledge gains Surge. Otherwise, test X Intellect, where X equals the number of clues you have. For each point you fail by, you must take a horror or place one of your clues on your location. I have three bloody clues. I'm going to dump three clues on this location. Quite possibly, and that will... this has gone so badly. So pear-shaped. We're testing 3v3. We have nothing to commit to it. Chaos Bag, are you going to be nice? Oh, Chaos Bag decides to kick us in the nuts. -4, so we drop all of our clues in the passenger car. We now need to discover four clues here before we can proceed with the conductor on our ass. We really don't have a choice at this point. We have to, I could lose Ellie, but I can take a horror for each clue I don't drop, but if I lose Ellie, I'm dead. I need Ellie around as long as possible. I'm just wondering whether it's better to just go back. If we kill the conductor, he gets attached to that agenda. Agenda advances. He reappears. We kill him again. He attaches to the agenda. We've got a couple of turns to deal with him before. I keep a clue and put a horror on Ellie, which means I only have three clues to worry about. The problem is, if I go back and I miss the... I've got to attack the conductor twice. No, I can do it in one with the blade. All right, well, that's our plan. It's not a good one. It's not a particularly good plan, but we don't have that many options with when we're sitting on four horror. Roland's going to move back. We're going to attack, or we'll send Ellie in with the Enchanted Blade to deal with the conductor. We will commit Vicious Blow to that. So we're going to go, we're powering up the blade, so we're going 4, 5, 6, 7, V3 for 4 damage. 7v3 for 4. Chaos Bag says 0. Okay, the conductor dies. Do we just wait for the conductor to come back? Oh, shoot. We can't do that. We can't do that because if we go back after you enter passenger car, you must either discard two. Oh, for Pete's sakes. All right. Well, we can't do that plan. It was a bad plan to begin with, apparently. So in that case, I think I do have to I have to drop all my clues. We have to go back. So we're going to keep Ellie around. We'll drop all of our clues due to that need for knowledge. We cannot go backwards, which is terrible. So this guy is still here. I guess we just investigate or draw cards. I mean, I feel like we just draw some cards because we're going to need cards in order to, we'll draw two cards. There's a practice makes perfect and a segment. I guess we investigate 3v2. Chaos Bag gives us a skull, one more than the current agenda number. That's minus two, so we fail. Enemy phase. Conductor moves in, hits us for two damage and a horror. Ellie takes the horror, we take the two damage. At least if we kill the conductor here, we get a clue out of it. We go to upkeep, we draw another segment. There's no way we're getting the pendant out this game. The segments are really our only way to deal with the horror that we've been taking. We go to Mythos phase of turn five. We advance. Remove the leftmost location from the game. Each investigator is defeated. Each enemy is discarded. Discard all clues controlled. So we didn't have that clue anyway. So we just get so this location is discarded. That's all that happens. Now we need to kill the conductor. After we draw a Mythos card. So Whispers, the Maw widens three doom. Our encounter card is gonna, oh my God. Haunting Recollections again. This, I think, kills us. For each card in your hand, if there is a copy of that card in your discard pile, take one horror. I know we've got a segment at least. Okay, how does this work? For each card in your hand, if there is a copy of that card in your discard pile, take a horror. So no. So Vicious Blow, no. One horror, two horror, three horror, and that's game. And that